بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah Hazrat Iqtas Hazrat Ma'ana Shah Hakim Muhammad Iqtasab Nawar Allah Marqadahu. The title is Ya Subhi Madina Ya Shami Madina. Ya Subhi Madina Ya Shami Madina مبارك تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارك تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ بلا جانے کیا جام مینہِ عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش حرام مدینہ بلا جانے کیا جام مینہِ عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش حرام مدینہ مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے جو ہوگی جو پائے گا دل نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے جو ہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ ہو آزاد اخوتیر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل Oh
صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. اما بعد, this very beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dara Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqf Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat is teaching us that the completeness of Tawheed is to have complete and perfect love for our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and everything that is attached to the pious servants of Allah, and who the greatest of all, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, everything that is attached to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should be beloved to every believer. This is the sign of perfect Iman. Till the reality doesn't settle in my heart, in our heart, that means we still have to develop and work upon that Iman. And we are very, very grateful to Allah Rabbul Izzat. We can't make enough shukr. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with these Mubarak Majalis to learn this reality of Iman. As our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi in another poem teaches us, Shart-e-Tawheed Kamil Yahi Hai, that what is the condition of perfect and complete Iman. And this is the dua we should be making and begging Allah Ta'ala for, and making an effort in this line, that aapke muhabbat ho qalb o jami, that the love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should be deeply in our heart and in every drop of our blood. So Hazrat is teaching us here that the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, whatever is connected to Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat, but what eye they look at it and how they gain inspiration and how their Iman grows. Hazrat says, Ye Subh Madina, Ye Sham Madina, that person who is so fortunate that Allah Ta'ala gives him the opportunity to be present in the Mubarak city of Madina Sharif, which has become Mubarak because of the blessed the presence of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat says that beautiful morning of Madina Sharif, that evening of Madina Sharif, in other words, the entire day and the whole atmosphere of Madina Sharif is unexplainable. One is the atmosphere from an outward perspective, one is they looking at it from a perspective of Iman, the nur of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's presence there. So can we imagine the munur, the effulgence that is spreading throughout Madina Sharif from the morning till the evening, all the time. If a person just goes with this correct understanding that I'm going in the Mubarak Majlis of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to get that nur of Madina Sharif, that is the nur of Iman, should penetrate my heart, then a person enjoys every split moment in Madina Sharif. So here it is not just that the morning is so beautiful, the evening is so beautiful, it's not just the matter of the sun rising and the beautiful skies, etc., or the evening, the sun setting, that beauty is on its own. Here what Hazrat is trying to imply and impress upon our mind, that the nur of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam till today is penetrating and spreading throughout from Madina Sharif, where it is at its peak, and from there it is spreading throughout the world. So this nur of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from the morning till the evening, all the time, if a person is alert, he will get the great nur of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Madina Sharif. And wherever you are in the world, Allahu Akbar, the way we just read this hadith, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, It was been explained how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leading out Hazrat Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu on the occasion when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him as a governor of Yemen. And to cut it short, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that when you come back, you might see my masjid, you might see my qabr. Hazrat Muaz ibn Jabal broke into tears, shattered. And we can imagine, and thinking already of the separation of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam consoling Hazrat Muaz radiallahu ta'ala anhum and all of us, Nabi sallallahu ta'ala sallam says, as long as you inculcate taqwa in your life, wherever you are, whenever you are close to me. So this is that we have to get this nur of iman from Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Then as our Hazrat explains, we can be thousands of miles away, and when you read that one durood, you think I'm in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now that iman is growing already. And similarly, a person should realize, as Hazrat explains in front, that you can be right at the footstep of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if we don't develop this iman, then we are totally losers. In fact, we will be wretched. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Hazrat is teaching us in this beautiful bayan how to appreciate the ziyarat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a great part of our iman. Hazrat says, Ye subh madina, ye sham madina, mubarak tujhe ye qiyam madina. That, oh, that person who is blessed with the opportunity from only the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be present in Madina Sharif, he must take full benefit from the morning of Madina Sharif, from the evening, and as we explained, that all the time, every minute, be conscious that I am in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the nur of iman has to penetrate my heart all the time. So this is a very, very blessed occasion for you in your life, particularly that when you are present in the Mubarak city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what do the world know about this great ziyarat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Bala jaane kya jamo meena hai alam, tere kayf e khush kharam e Madina. That what do the world knows about all the other place of entertainment and beauties? It can't compare one iota, one bit, to the beauty and to the ecstasy of being present in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the beauty of Madina Sharif, obviously, is only by the beauty of the nur of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that great nur of iman that is just flowing all the time. How many people's lives are being changed just coming to the city of Madina Sharif. So we should be begging Allah Rabbul Izzat that in reality Allah connects us to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly wherever we are. And beg Allah that we also want this occasion to make ziyarat of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us the glad tidings that man zarani ba'da wafati. Whoever makes ziyarat of me after I pass away, it is as if he has visited me while I was alive. How fortunate are we as the ummatis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know 100%, 1,000,000% where our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. So we should be connecting our hearts wherever we are and then begging Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is a journey. It's no money that takes a person. It's no intelligence. It's no context. It's only the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah blesses a person with fazl and karam, then a person should value that opportunity and take full benefit. And what is the benefit of this? Hazrat says, now realize that where are you going to? You're not just going for a tour. And as it has become common today, three Hajj, three Umrah tours, three Haram tours, etc. We should be very careful about these words. And we should be conscious that I'm not going for a tour. I'm going for a ziyarat of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to strengthen my iman, to build my connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, in a majlis like this we come, just think, oh Allah, I'm coming into your darbar, into your court, in the court of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where we will hear about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the friends of Allah, then the ashikin. So when we're going to Madina Sharif, what a Mubarak journey. Hazrat says, Madina ki galiyon mein har ek kadam par, O madde nazar ihtiram e Madina. If we want to benefit from any aspect of deen, then most important is adab, ihtiram. Every moment of our life in Madina Sharif, and from there, from here we will learn that not only in Madina Sharif, a believer should always be conscious, is my life in accordance to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That every footstep of mine in Madina Sharif, I should have great honor, great respect, and I should not be unconscious. It shouldn't be that I come to Madina Sharif and now I'm more worried of the news in my hotel room, watching news, words, watching sports, etc. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, and then not controlling my gazes. So every moment and everything of Madina Sharif should be beloved. They are pious servants of Allah. How Allah makes their tarbiyat, it is unimaginable. One pious servant of Allah Rabbul Izzat was in Madina Sharif and he just tasted some jai, cow milk, and he said, this seems a bit sour. Allahu Akbar. He saw Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream that night, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if my day of Madina Sharif is not presentable to you, then rather go somewhere else. So how careful we should be, and we should be very, very, and this is why we have to come here to learn how to get this proper adab, ihtiram. That Hazrat explained, you can go to the Niagara Falls, but put your cup, your bucket, you want to fill it with water, but you put it upside down. You stand there till Qiyamah, you won't get one drop of water. But just turn your bucket the right side, put it under a tap that is dripping one drop, finally it will get full. So we here, I have come myself, Allah give me tawfiq, all of us, to come learn how to turn the buckets of our hearts correctly. Our hearts at the moment, myself, yet our mizaj is changed. The Western type of lifestyle, the fashion appeals to us. We have to come here so that our hearts are turned the right side. And we see the beauty of the Mubarak lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then a person will be conscious. And every, as Hazrat teaches us, then a person is conscious. Don't make any aspect or make jokes of any aspect of deen. And don't just take it lightly, or it's just a sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Great adab, ihtiram, and myself, we have to be begging Allah Ta'ala that our ignorance, we said things, we didn't know, we don't know the value of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah Ta'ala, please forgive us and put this reality into our heart. Hazrat says, when you just get an idea of the honor of Madina Sharif, then forget the presence of Madina Sharif. Just listening to the beautiful name of the city of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives what enjoyment. Madina, 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 Madina. Bara lut deta hai naam-e Madina. Just to take the name of the city of your beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives you so much enjoyment. It gives you so much because Allahu Akbar. You're thinking tanzilu rahma in the zikr as-salihin. That Allah's rahmat descends when you just mention about the pious servant. And the most pious personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So thinking of the sati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is actually thinking of the personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So just the name of Madina Sharif also will bring rahmat and will goodness will descend upon a person. And then a person will realize the reality. Nigaahon mein sultaniyat hej hogi, jo paayega dil mein payame Madina. Then to be owning the whole world, to be the king of the world, will have no regard in your eyes once you have got the proper message of Madina Sharif. That message that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us of abdiyat, how to be the true slaves of Allah Rabbul Izzat. When you become the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you remain like a slave, but you're the king of both the world. Allah Ta'ala gives you such honor, whereas the kings of this world, our Dada Shaykh so beautifully has put it, that chao ke siro mein, taaje gira gira se aksar darta rehta hai. Aur ahle wafa ke seeno mein ek noor ka darya behta rehta hai. That the kings of this world and the rich people of this world don't be fooled with their outward pomp and glory and their wealth, etc. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that this world is just temporary and it is very, very artificial and it's going to finish one day. That is why you see Allah gives it to those who obey Him and those who do not obey Him. But Akhirat is forever and it is stipulated on its time, and that only Allah Ta'ala gives to who Allah Ta'ala loves. So when a person realizes this message that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you know this reality, then become the children of Akhirat. Don't become the children of the temporary world. And so beautifully in the hadith, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that you'll find a child always is following his mother. So if we become the children of Akhirat, what is the sign of that? That we will be following in the footsteps of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our Dara Shaykh has put it so beautifully. What is the sign that you're going in that direction? In other words, behind your mother, behind your where you have to reach. Naqshe Qadam Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kehe Jannat ke raaste. Allah Jalla Jalalu se milate Sunnat ke raaste. So we have to be learning every Sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, begging Allah Ta'ala for the love, for the greatness and tawfiq to practice and then spread it throughout the world. When a person gets this, you won't desire for the things of this world. Allah will give you the best, but you won't have the love of it in your heart. And then Allah Ta'ala further Hazrat teaches us, now you get the true peace and contentment of your heart, which Allah has sent us in the world, not to fall into depression, not to fall into misery, etc. Because we lose our direction, all these things come into our life. And the simple way Allah has kept it open for us, if we realize it through the barakat of these majalis, we make istighfar, tawbah, together with that, come back onto the right direction. The moment you come onto the back onto the way of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat say, Sukune jaha tum kaha dhoonte ho, Sukune jaha hai nizam-e Madina mein. Where are you looking for peace and contentment? The whole world is looking, but all in the wrong places, in the clubs, in the malls, in the universities, in the schools. It doesn't lie there in the least, but Hazrat says it lies in the beautiful system of Madina Sharif. When the people of Madina Sharif also were lost, and Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Mubarak footsteps and personality came, that whole city changed. People changed their lives and all of them got a peaceful and enjoyable life. And Allah Ta'ala has kept this open for all of us. That وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Those who follow in the Mubarak footsteps of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how they held firm onto the life of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah became pleased with them. And this is when we'll get peace and contentment. When Allah is happy with us, a person will have a peaceful life. Allah is not happy with us, then you'll see, you'll feel uneasy. At that time, the solution our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, instead of blaming anybody, just start making istighfar, make tawbah, and come back onto the life of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And today the ummah that is going through turmoil, more than we are complaining and crying, we have to come back onto our direction. Then Hazrat explained, O Zade Hazade Akhtar Ghame Do Jahase, Jo Ho Jai Dil Se Ghulam-e Madina. If you want to be freed from all the worries of this world, and the greater worries are the worries of Akhirat. What's going to happen in the Qabr? What's going to happen on the day of Qiyamah? If you want to be free from all that worries, and that worry of Akhirat will come, but a person will have fikr and concern. And then is when Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for us. When Hazrat says, from the bottom of your heart, you become the real slave of Madina Sharif. Like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala became the loyal servants of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam. For the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, Rijal, these are men. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to take example from the real men and in our times the salihin, the pious servants of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala also free us from all the grief of both the world and give us tawfiq.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin astafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before carrying on with our talk, one muzakara reminder of our deen. one of any important aspect, a sunnah, and that is to respect the adhan and to reply to the adhan. This is a very important aspect. Adhan is a great shi'ar, a great aspect of our deen. And to respect the adhan, to reply to the adhan, is a very, very important thing. And unfortunately, it seems that we are neglecting it quite a bit. When adhan goes, many times we are in dunya's work, but it just like passes over our head. We don't pay any attention. And the adab are that even if we are doing dini work, tilawat of Quran Sharif, bayan is carrying on, sabak is carrying on, it is permissible to carry on with this. But the better is that a person stops with that also. And that he listens to the adhan and he replies to the adhan. And there are great, one of the many prescriptions to get our maut on iman is that we respect the adhan, we reply to the adhan as it should be, and then we read durood sharif at the end, and then we read the dua, Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima ati muhammadan al-wasilata wal-fadila wa ba'athu maqama mahmoodan alladhi wa'atta. We read the dua, then halat lahu shafa'ati, it comes in the hadith that my and Mullah Ali Qari, our sheikh taught us, says wajabat lahu shafa'ati, my intercession becomes compulsory for that person. And on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will only intercede for the believers. He won't intercede for the non-believers. So this in turn means that our maut will definitely come on iman. So Allah give us tawfiq, and it is a very great thing. Today after Asr, Maulana Maulvi was speaking to the students, and he mentioned that in Lanesia, two incidents, both of Hindu girls, but whenever Adhan used to go, they should sit quiet and respect it. They died, and when they died, they cremate Hindus, but the body didn't burn. When they went and speak to the mothers, what is the matter, what they say, what it comes to our mind, one thing that we notice special about them, that whenever adhan would go, then they should respect the adhan. They shouldn't talk, shouldn't do anything. So just the respect of adhan is also something very, very great. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, Damat Barakatum, mentions often an incident of Bombay. That there was a lady, Muslim lady, but unfortunately she should sell herself. But when her time of maut came, she started speaking Arabic. So the house people were also surprised and they didn't understand. They called the Imam of the Masjid. When he came, he also heard clearly she saying that Hadani Rajulani Yaqulani Li, these two men are telling me, Udkhulil Jannah, enter into Jannah. So she passed away like that, and then the Imam of the Masjid, he asked them, what kind of a lady was she? So they said, you also know, we all know what kind of a lady she was, but she had this one habit that whenever adhan would go, she would keep quiet herself and tell everyone else also to keep quiet. So this respect of adhan, though this is Allah's rahmat, and to whom otherwise Shariat is the basis and criteria to observe the laws of Allah Ta'ala, to stay everything away from all what Allah has made haram, and then also it is solely in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Whom Allah wants to, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, said that we have great hopes in the mercy of Allah. But listening to some incidents like this, we can't just take it that now we also will be just forgiven. It depends on the mercy of Allah. And Allah, He alone knows His work. Nobody can know the work of Allah Ta'ala. So we just have to keep on begging. But respect of adhan is very, very important. And to reply to the adhan, Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Adhan, we all know, we repeat the words as they are said. Besides Hayya ala salah twice and Hayya ala al-falah twice, where we say La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then after the adhan is finished, we read durood sharif and then we read the dua. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
The ayat of the Quran Sharif I've recited. Allah says, help one another on good work, al-birri wa taqwa, and on the talks of taqwa, encourage, help one another. And Allah reward Maulana Musa Sahib, mashallah, he made a very nice observation that, especially the people of Azadwal, and moreover, the people in the Darulum, the students, etc., where Allah has blessed us, there are three main efforts of deen which we recognize. One is ta'aleem, madrasa, makatib, darul ulums. The one is tabligh, to convey the message of deen, and the one is tazkiyah, spiritual rectification, correction of the self. And this year, Allah Ta'ala has made it, we're going to have the Islahi Jalsa year, which will be here in Azadwal, in the Darul Ulum. And then afterwards, we're going to have the Tablighi Ijtima, which will be, inshallah, adjacent here on the sports grounds. But the madrasa will also be used. And then we have the Madrasa Jalsa, which is a Ta'alimi Jalsa. So all three, alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed the people of Azadwal, the people of the Darul Ulum, even more so. May Allah Ta'ala let us appreciate all these ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. And normally, for Tablighi Ijtima, we know people travel where and where. They go to various parts of the world where Ijtima'at are taking place. For madrasa jalsas also, people travel. For Islahi jalsas, yeah, Allah has sent it right to us. Not at our doorstep, but right in with us. Allah to make us, give us tawfiq to make qadr of it. And the real qadr is that we appreciate this for ourselves and for as many other people as we can also. And addallu ala al-khayr kafa'ilihi, a person who will show and guide towards good is just like the doer of it. He gets the reward of those that will do. So with this occasion's coming year, with our Islahi Jalsa also, then the Tablighi Ijtima, then our Ijtima of the Madrasa, and by Allah's Fadl, our Madrasa Jalsa also is not just like a customary thing, but usually we have, and it's an adult education program. We have a theme around which we try and have all the programs and try and educate the people also on those subjects. And usually we think about it, and what are very important, necessary subjects of the time, we try and direct the whole Jalsa in that direction. So it is education for the public also, for the students also, and for the madrasa, and encouragement of the ta'aleem, etc., of the students that took place, and to encourage them, and to enlighten the people, and that we all become acquainted with it. So with the Islahi Jalsa, it is, with all these efforts, it is very important that we take part ourselves properly. We try and be here for all the programs and listen. And it is like we don't know when somebody says something, and not necessarily also just in a bayan, but sometimes we just meet somebody that when that environment is like that. Our hearts are also inclined, and especially for the Islahi Jalsa, where hopefully we all come with the niyat of our Islah. And so when you come with that talab, that my Islah must be made, and I want my Islah, then it is ajib Allah's system, whatever anyone says, or just what we see also, even some little child, some old man, anything, his actions, his little words, maybe he's saying it for something else, but we take, when our talab is Islah, we will just take that. And yeah, Allah can make a decision for our Islah. Like Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib, Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, used to give this beautiful example. Like a person who has got a button factory, he makes buttons. So his whole fikr is only buttons. And he's a Muslim, he's got a button factory, he will go for Hajj also. His son, daughter's wedding, he will even have that. And unfortunately, usually our involvement in weddings is so much, which is not according to the Sunnah, but we get so much involved in it. But all that he will do, and he will do it when at a time when his button factory is not so busy. when he finds that, it's not so busy, at that time I'll have the wedding. At that time, even perhaps he'll delay his Hajj, which he shouldn't do. But during those years, then I won't be so busy, so those that year I will go for Hajj. So his whole fikr is his button factory. Hazrat used to say, when he goes there also for Hajj, his eyes will be on the buttons of the people. Of course, in Ihram, no buttons. But besides that, so his whole fikr is that button factory. And all the time that these people have come from Indonesia, and I think there will be a good outlet, and I can market my buttons in Indonesia, in Malaysia, whatever it is. So he's got that fikr. And that is what he goes, and that is what he takes from there also. So the same way, if we have that fikr, Allah give us, that for this jalsa, each one of ourselves, everything also very important, must start with ourselves. Today, perhaps one of the reasons why our talks also don't have so much effect, that we are telling others, we're not addressing ourselves. And everything should start with ourselves. I'm the most in need of it. And then we speak about it. In fact, it's very famous about Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali, that what he feels I'm negligent in, he should speak on that subject. So that a person is reminded, and usually it is that the speaker is the most involved in his talk. Like now, I can't fall asleep. But somebody else can easily fall asleep. In order to talk, I can't allow my mind to float around. But as listeners, sometimes our mind goes and we think of something else also. But the speaker has to be thinking all the time. So he benefits the most. And when he speaks also, his ears are the most closest to his tongue. So he's the first recipient also. And many times it happens, we must have experienced, we are giving a talk and we didn't think of it, but while giving that talk, Allah Ta'ala puts some ajeeb thoughts and Allah opens some ajeeb doors upon us also. So the first thing, whenever we give talks of deen, and all of us should be giving. If we are not on a public platform, at home, with the wife, with the children, if Allah give us this tawfiq to make charcha, to speak about deen. Today we will speak at home, all of us speak at home. But we will speak, this happened, that happened. And this is also, as we are passing, a very, very great, if it is done in the wrong way, a big guna also. That we talk about bad things. And instead of covering somebody's faults, we open and we speak more about it. And today also with the cell phone, we hear of cases where somebody is fighting or somebody something, the whole thing is videoed. And then it is put on the groups, etc. Now it is sent out. We are commanded to conceal somebody's fault. And now we are opening the faults of people. And it is only bringing disgrace. If I disgrace my Muslim brother, I'm disgracing myself. We are all of the ummah. And really, by extension, if we think, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to think, will he be happy about this or what? That my ummati, in fact, our Shaykh, jazahumullah khair, where our buzurg's thoughts go. Hazrat says, one of the reasons Allah made ghibat haram, that Allah did not want any of his bandas to be disgraced, humiliated. He has made a mistake, and Allah wants you to cover his fault, not open his fault. And by ghibah, you open the fault. And today with this phone and that, we are opening it wide open. We video the whole argument, fight that is taking place between people, and then we circulate it, and we send it out. This is very unbecoming of a Muslim, of a human being, and of a Muslim and the ummati of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So anyway, we should be encouraging on good. So all of us, that whatever good we can encourage on, so it should start with ourselves. So with the Islahi Jalsa, if we all come, not just as visitors or spectators, mainly that for our own Islah. And we make that niyat, my Islah and everyone else's Islah, and we make dua. Also at this point, I reflect on myself, all of us, that at least dua for the Islahi Jalsa, how many of us are making dua? Actual dua in the direction. that, oh Allah, make it a means of islah again, starting with ourselves. Make it a means of islah, of hidayat for myself. And then for our family, for everyone else, for the whole world, according to our niyat, we get sawab also. And if we make, we know famous that instance, that person in the Bani Israel, when there were droughts and he made niyat, Ya Allah, if these mountains were of wheat, I should have distributed it to all the poor people who haven't got food. Allah informed the Nabi of the time, go and inform him, he has got so much sawab. So we can daily make dua, and we should Allahumma hadi ummat sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give hidayah to the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma hadi nasa wal janna jami'a, give hidayah to all jinn and human beings, all of them. When we are sincere, we will get that sawab. The giving of the hidayah is in the hands of Allah, but we will get that sawab. Allah Ta'ala will give us that sawab. So we should make our du'as. So let us think, who of us really have made du'as? Allah give us tawfiq of making these du'as. And then after the du'as, further also, in order that people get hidayat, that we read durood sharif for that purpose. And that Allah, you send your rahmat down for the islahi jalsa generally in the world. Oh Allah, you give hidayat to the people of the world. We all complain of all the evil that is taking place. And with all our problems, we are usually just discussing the problem. And the problem, almost everyone knows what the problem is. But the thing is the cause of the problem and the solution to the problem. If we can focus on that, what the ummah is going through individually, collectively, in the whole world, and the real cause of the problem is that we have gone away from Allah. And the solution to the problem is to come back to Allah. But unfortunately also, when a person is in that ghaflat, in that unmindfulness, then even when the problem is there, he's going further away from Allah Ta'ala. Somebody explained to us that some years ago, when there were riots and all, Muslims were going through a tough time in Ahmedabad in India, and people went for relief work. And then they, at one masjid, they thought it's namaz time, let us make our maghrib here. They made their maghrib there, and when they came out, where there were problems present, the problems were present, but there were men and women sitting mixed, drinking tea and listening to music and talking. They didn't come to the masjid for namaz. And when you are in the problem, and you are, this is our attitude. And unfortunately, it is not only them, we also are the same. Today, with all our lifestyle, weddings, we are in what problems? But our weddings, the waste that is in the weddings, our eating out, our holidays, how much are we spending in all these things? And copying the ways of the non-Muslims, living their lifestyles, etc. All these are very, very dangerous things. So anyway, dua at the beginning. Dua for ourselves, dua for the whole ummah. And according to that, and wherever these efforts are taking place, tablighi effort is taking place, ta'limi bayans are taking place, some islahi program is taking place, wherever. And we should also make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that these islahi jalsas, they have been not only recommended, but stressed by a great personality like Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, that he had commanded that we should have this programs of islahi programs. And from his time, or whenever it was, till today, these programs take place in Lahore in Madrasa Ashrafiya, Darul Uloom Ashrafiya, in the name of Siyanatul Muslimin. And every year these programs take place. Alhamdulillah, we also had the good fortune to attend with our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and most probably it was on two occasions we had the opportunity to be present there, where alhamdulillah all Islahi talks take place. So Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali had stressed this. And at this Siyanatul Muslimin in Lahore, Darul Uloom Ashrafiya, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali also attended. and he had addressed a gathering of the ulama there also. So alhamdulillah, this is in conformity with our elders, but still what we have to, all of us must make dua for one another. The true help or ukhuwat and help of one another is that we make dua, we guide one another, and that is that our intentions, Allah keep them clear. That our intentions, they be only for the pleasure of Allah, and that Allah Ta'ala gives us the best of intentions. Intention, there is no limit to good intention. And this one jalsa is taking place, especially we who will be like the host of the jalsa. And so we all, what good intentions can we make? And how much can we apply ourselves? So we make dua that Allah open our hearts for good intentions. And Allah save us from bad intentions. To do anything for name and fame, it can be great work. Everything is completely destroyed. To do it for worldly gain, etc. Allah save us. So we have to make dua. And we need the duas of one another help tremendously. So one is duas. And together with that durood sharif, we make tawbah istighfar. We give sadaqah also. If Allah give us tawfiq, that for the success, and the real success is acceptance by Allah Ta'ala. The real success is, it becomes a means of hidayat for mankind. It becomes a means of hidayat for a lot of people. We make niyat for all people. And then whom Allah Ta'ala gives hidayat, that is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So for that we give some sadaqah also. And we even can make some mannat also. That Allah Ta'ala, you give hidayat. And if we see the hidayat in certain people, make the niyat for certain particular people also. And that, Ya Allah, if we see the signs of hidayat on that person, I will give so much money. I will keep so many rozas. I will make so much namaz. This year, these are all effective, very effective ways. They are there, but we are not using them. And one very effective way is the tawassul of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is that, oh Allah, the love that you have for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as a Nabi rahmah, Nabi of hidayat, Nabi of taking out people from all problems and bring them into ease and comfort of dunya's life and the ease and comfort of the akhirah. Oh Allah, in the sadqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make all these efforts very successful. So we make that also, we make that, and the names of Allah Ta'ala, Asma'ul Husna, these are also very strong. We take the wasta of the names of Allah, that by your names, O Allah, you accept our du'as. So let us see, are we really making du'as? Allah give us tawfiq, and there are times when du'as are readily accepted, easy for all of us, after farz namazes. We are all awake at that time, not difficult at all. And after between adhan and takbir, those du'as are also very readily accepted. If Allah, and just make Allah make it a means that we be in the masjid by the time adhan is finished. We make our sunnahs, then we got 5-10 minutes or so. We can spend that time in du'a. And how much those du'as, they are not rejected, the du'as, between adhan and takbir. So that time we engage in du'as. All other times before Maghrib namaz, come 5 minutes earlier, 10 minutes earlier, those times, and especially on a Friday, before Adhan, Friday we try and come a little earlier, and we try and engage in du'as. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So we have to use these occasions of du'as, and then all see how much we are involved. And then again, together with that, how much are we informing, encouraging other brothers? How much have we informed other brothers? Ask the family to make du'as. Inform other friends, etc. We make a phone call. We're sending enough messages. If we send message for this also, and particularly to our friends, come and attend the Islahi Jalsa. Come and attend the Tablighi Ijtima. Come to the Ta'alimi Jalsa, Madrasa Jalsa. We encourage, and when they come in this environment, and if we make our fikr, that fikr, then inshallah whoever will come will also be covered in that fikr. Sibghat Allah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغَةً. The dye, how Allah dyes the people. So we create that condition. So whoever comes then, we have that fikr, not just the outward thing. Like our bodies, the outward body has got real no value. It is the ruh inside. So the inside thing, so the jalsa will take place, the outside bayans will take place. Inshallah, everything else, the feeding, the sleeping arrangement, all that. But the inside ruh, if there isn't the ruh, it will be like a dead jalsa. Then what hidayat is going to spread? And that ruh is ours all, that fikr. That how can hidayat spread from here? So if we have got that, then inshallah, whoever will come now into this environment, he will be also dyed in that. He will be also taken with that, and Allah will spread hidayat. Then, whether it is a bayan, or whether it is just talking, or just seeing the akhlaq of somebody. Somebody who you wanted to go to toilet, and somebody else gave you preference. Or you saw somebody giving somebody else preference. It will have an effect on you also. But if that niyat of hidayat is not there, we see great, great things. Our deen is a complete miracle. Quran Sharif is a miracle. How hadith has been preserved and brought to us till today. And how ulama today, small, small additions, they will make it clear, this is not in the hadith. Though there is nothing wrong in reading it, etc. But this is not in the hadith. So lot the hadith has been preserved. All these are clear, but unfortunately we don't see those miracles. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that from, that now also this few days still, how much we can still invite other people. We go personally also, that is the actual thing, that we go, we speak to people, go to a masjid, just make an announcement. Take permission from the imam and just make an announcement that there will be the Islahi Jalsa taking place. And brothers are invited to come and attend. It will definitely have an effect that these people came from another town, half an hour away, 1 hour away. And they came just to make this one announcement. And if we can, go and meet 2-3 people. How much we can do, so much we don't know. And whatever we will encourage other people, and somebody else takes, and lot we hear that how people benefited, and how they, and then that all sawab will come into us. And so much also the ulama have made clear, actually we should make amal also. But even if we don't do that amal, but somebody by us telling him he's doing the amal, we also going to get the sawab. So what an easy business, great profitable business. Somebody else will get hidayat, he makes his children hafiz, alim or something, and we don't know where the silsila goes to. And how many people change their lives, and then all the sawab we won't know. And qiyamah day may Allah accept, and may Allah make us the means of hidayat. Then on the day of qiyamah, we will be, many people will be shocked and amazed that in their nama amal, how lot sawab is written. And they will also say, Ya Allah, but we never did all this. We were never like this. Allah will say, by you doing this, or we just like to increase the numbers of wrong things. Like in a wrong place is haram also. But to increase the numbers of good, and people got impressed, and people came and changed their lives. All our share also, just by coming. And in any case, these are such occasions that at the end of it, just to go in, if we also want, very important, Allah give us all tawfiq, for every bayan that we go to, for every majlis that we come to, for the Islahi Jalsa, for all these efforts of deen, make the niyat, Ya Allah, I'll meet everyone just for your pleasure. Just to meet a Muslim brother for the pleasure of Allah, the rewards are so great and tremendous. Very, very great reward just to meet a Muslim brother for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And then when we are here, we make du'as here also. We try and speak to brothers also that how we can change our lives, how we can improve ourselves. So at this few days that are left, let us try also still how we can invite other people. The phone, we use it for many other things. Use it for these good things also. And invite people. Make phone calls also. Take the time also. Send the messages also. And in this way, we try and invite everyone, and we try and create an environment. And if ourselves, we have got that within us, we have got that concern, then it's going to rub off onto the next person. In the family also, we ask them also if they can keep rozas over the 3 days, or if they can make salatul haja and make du'as, that, oh Allah, make this jalsa a means of hidayat, oh Allah. Spread hidayat in the world. Oh Allah, all this fitness which we are facing, make it a means for all this fitness to be crushed and to be annihilated. All is in the hands of Allah. And our yaqeen also comes, that with our asbab, which is just asbab after all, the real sabab and musabbibul asbab is none other but Allah Ta'ala. We are spoilers, Allah is the maker. We spoil everything. Allah Ta'ala makes everything. Also very important, Allah give us tawfiq. Like when a bayan is taking place, whichever bayan. One time this discussion came up in the mashura of Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. That somebody is giving a bayan, and it comes in my heart that if he says this point at this place here, it will be very good, it will have a very good effect. So must we at that time make dua to Allah? So Hazratji explained, you are thinking like that, somebody else is thinking of another point. A third person is thinking of another point. Now that all, if you are going to make dua towards you, that he must say this, he's going to get confused. And many times we find many speakers getting confused. Now they lose track of what they are saying, because there is something that's working on their hearts also. So anyway, if we make this dua, that Ya Allah, whenever the bayan, let such words be said that will make be the means of hidayat, that people change their lives. The speaker will, we won't be noticed, nobody will know, but perhaps we will get more sawab than the speaker also. By us making that dua, that Ya Allah, let such words be spoken that it becomes a means of hidayat. And nobody will notice us, nobody will know us, but by Allah we don't know what our risk. So Allah give us tawfiq, that ta'awanu ala al-birri wa taqwa, help on these good causes. May Allah give us tawfiq.